This is Wade Brasky with the Chief Organizer's Report. Acorn, a major force in voter registration for tenants in the United Kingdom. Your mind just did a double take, right? Acorn and voter registration in the same sentence, that's so 2008, right? Well, yes and no, but screw your head on tighter and focus, because now we're talking about Acorn as a force for voter registration and the setting is the United Kingdom. What's up? The snap election called by Prime Minister in Britain, Theresa May, is coming soon, and voter registration has become more difficult in the UK. Until recently, the head of a family with one swoop could register everyone in a household. Now, everyone must individually register. Other new rules that fit in with the global voter suppression efforts of conservatives impact potential young voters because universities, for example, are barred from registering students, largely to keep them from creating a voting bloc in the towns where they're located. The other huge group that's being disenfranchised now in the UK is tenants, and Acorn's base in England and Scotland is significantly composed of tenants, given the housing affordability and access crisis which has swept the UK. The Guardian, quoting an Acorn report, noted that 93% of property owners are registered to vote, but only 63% of renters. Others say the number may be as low as 59%. In a more recent article in The Guardian, the case was even clearer that Acorn is working to register and bring attention to millions of tenants being disenfranchised. The Guardian reported, campaigners have also warned that another high-risk group is the more than 3 million private renters in England. Generation Rent and Acorn, both pressure groups for renters' rights, estimate that about 1.8 million private renters have moved home since the 1916 referendum and must therefore register again. Private renters are typically on tenancy agreements of no more than 12 months and are six times more likely to move in a given year than homeowners, the group said. A further 1.6 million private renters are estimated not to have been registered in the first place. Acorn's national organizer, Stuart Melvin, said renters' rights were dependent on registering to vote. Renters need a government that will reform the housing market to protect them from unfair evictions and rising rents, and we won't get one unless we vote for it, he said. Before renters can do that, they need to make sure they're registered, and when you're on the register, it's too easy to fall off when you move. BuzzFeed was even more specific on the importance of Acorn's efforts, noting that research from Renters Vote, a campaign from renters' rights groups Acorn and Generation Rent, say 1.8 million renters who are eligible to vote move home since the EU referendum and will need to re-register their new address, while a further 1.6 million renters were unregistered to start with. Renters move home six times more often than homeowners on average due to the widespread use of 12-month assured short-hold tenancy agreements, meaning they have to register each time they move. This is a major issue given the upcoming election. The clock is ticking. Despite the efforts of Acorn and our partners, a huge number of tenants will be left voiceless in this election, as Acorn's national organizer Stuart Melvin noted. There isn't much doubt that that was the point of these voter suppression efforts. One bright light for the future was included in the recommendations by a Guardian columnist of what needed to be done to fight this problem in the future, which we totally embrace. She said, number six, unionize. Official recognition for tenant unions such as Acorn, Living Rent, Acorn's affiliate in Scotland, Tenant Voice, and Generation Rent. Include them in discussions, invite them to select committees, listen to what they say. Hey, amen to that. This is Wade Rethke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.